Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
9:44, our friend Owen Mahan would love to get a letter from you. This little boy was abused and severely burned in a shower or a bath, taken away from the people who allegedly were his parents. And we spoke with his foster mom. He recently had his 48th surgery. He's 9 years old. And the severe burns over his body obviously affect him for the rest of his life. He loves to open mail. And you can send him a letter if you like. And you could also make a donation to his GoFundMe page, which you can find on Google. But this is an exceptional little kid who brings joy to the world, even though he's been through hell and a million things nobody should ever experience or see. But his name's Owen Mahan. And a lot of people have asked, where's the address? We put it up on Facebook. We put it up on Twitter. We put it up at Steve Cochran Show. And you can get it through all the GN portals. You know what, Billy? I'm going to give this to you to take with you as well. Billy Duck's here with Billy Duck's Social Network. We'll get him some letters as well. Anyway, Owen Mahan, M-A-H-A-N, 302 Brixton Woods E Drive, for those of you that keep asking for the address. B-R-I-X-T-O-N Woods E Drive, E, the letter E, Drive in Pittsboro, Indiana. P-I-T-T-S-B-O-R-O, Indiana, 46167. And again, we'll keep reposting it on Twitter and on Facebook. Billy Deck is...
I sent him a card yesterday.
So did I?
Yeah.
I've sent him a couple.
Yeah, he's great.
Fabulous kid.
Love that kid.
Billy Deck's here, the busiest man in show business. How are you, man?
I'm good. Thank you for having me back.
Yeah, of course. Nice to see you. It's been a little while, but what's happening at Rocket?
We have this new chef. It's been a dozen years that we came into this dead neighborhood called River North where no one really went and you couldn't get a cab.
And of course, just, you get a piece of the action from everybody now.
You know, that would have been the most amazing deal of all time.
Yeah,
people would have been like, everyone said you were crazy. Of all our venues, that was the hardest to raise money for because people were like, this does not make sense. This area will never work.
Yeah.
And now, a dozen years later, we have someone who was Food & Wine's best new chefs, came from Blackbird and some other great places, Chef Mike Sheeran, making a whole new menu, just reinventing comfort food, which is really awesome because when we came here, I don't know if you remember this 12 years ago, if you really wanted amazing food with high quality service ingredients, it was kind of stuffy in the restaurants and expensive.
Yeah,
and if
yeah,
you wanted comfortable, like jeans and what we're wearing,
right.
You it was like a sports bar or the food was compromised a touch. So what we did was kind of come in the middle, and that was kind of nonsensical back then, but now it's just kind of
everybody's
cool.
Doing it and Billy's not getting a dime. How dare you? How dare you people?
I mean, come on. This is great. You've heard it here first. It's true.
And, and there's a little spread going on in the green room right now, so I expect the vultures from the seventh floor to strike at any time.
Wait, yeah. I'm going out there now. Still, I have to say, one of the best burgers in Chicago.
And guess what? That's the only thing. The Rocket Burger with the Kobe beef and the truffle fries, we kept that one on. And about two more other things. Everything else is reinvented. There's something
What's this bacon meatloaf?
I know. You know what's surprising about the bacon meatloaf is that's awesome, but what's even amazing is this coconut curry cauliflower underneath, and you mix it all up together, and it just becomes this like comfort food. America meets Asia. Speaking of America, there's a really good pimento cheese toast out there with a whole banh mi kind of topping.
Really?
That's really amazing. And something called crunchy ass fried chicken. Are we allowed to say that?
Yeah.
You just did.
So it's called crunchy.
Because it is.
It's literally called in the menu crunchy ass fried chicken.
Right.
It's really
a medical term.
It's amazing. So we have all sorts of great things like that. Spicy beef.
Nashville hot chicharrones.
Chicharrones.
Yeah.
Something that I grew up with in my household at all times, being from a Filipino-American family, that's something that was like our water and chicharrones.
And what's going on? The Automezzo?
Yeah, Automezzo is this new Italian cocktail bar. This was the last job that I ever had.
When's the last time you slept?
Not for a while. But my last job at 21, I was a doorman at a place called Martini Ranch. Do you remember it?
Sure, of course.
Yeah, it was open till 4 or 5 a.m. And we're taking that over and doing this really cool Italian cocktail bar with Chicago Tribune named the best bartender and the best chef last year. And they're both, Chef Hickey and Brandon, the bartender from Duck Inn, who've done really well there, are doing this cocktail bar with amazing cocktails till 5 in the morning in case you want to come for breakfast or stay out
late with
me.
So when you guys are waking up, basically.
Right, after after my all-night rave. That's exactly right.
You should totally do that.
Actually, on the way to work.
Yes. Yeah, you could.
We could
have amazing craft cocktails on the way to work just to take the edge off.
Oh, we're awake at that hour. We're awake at that hour, so we can roll in showered and awake.
Technically, Amaro, you know, bitters was once a medicinal, you know, sure. liquid, uh-huh. so it could be good for you. This this could be a movement.
Well, you got to be careful, though. So was Coke. So here's the thing going forward.
This is where it gets serious. I could see it in your face.
Not at all.
This tone.
Not at all. But you open this. Yeah. You do that. You bring these folks over, and I assume you have the best chef, the best bartender, all these places. They have regulars that follow them, right?
Yes, they do, and it's really interesting. It's caused us to amp up our game a little bit with all sorts of other things that we have to orchestrate that creates this super high expectation that people have now these days after all this cooking and food TV and be calling themselves foodies, that we really put more into the aesthetics, the level of service, just the comfort and cocktails and music and the outfit. You really think about all the elements because the bar is raised. There's about a ridiculous restaurant bubble coming.
You can have great food in a dump and the word will get out and it'll be somehow chic cool. You cannot have great ambience with bad food.
Right. That word gets out as well.
Yeah. And a great room with bad food. Forget about it. You're out of business.
I actually think the days of having amazing food in dumps are having a higher probability of finding an obstacle because it's just so competitive right now. The supply.
Oh, I'm not saying that's the business model. I'm saying that and could survive.
Wouldn't it be awesome?
I don't think the goal should be let's get great food and put it in a dump. But you know, a great rib shack in a dive will find a way to survive.
Well, you know, that was my model when I first opened 22, a nightclub called Solo. It was on the other side of Cabrini Green, and it was an old Jerry Rinaldi's pizza place that no one went to, and it was such a dump that I always took like pizza circles and put them on the wall and called it art.
That's funny.
But I put real talent in, so that was my concept, and I was poor, so
both worked. All right, and he's giving it all up for show business. So you say
It all goes
so
together.
You say the Oscars coming up this weekend, I'm waiting for you to go up and surprise us and take your statue.
By the way, shout out to someone we hope takes the statue, which is Chicago's Michael Shannon. Watching Red Orchid Theaters doing a benefit at Rocket to watch their man make it. It's his second.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, he's a founder.
No, I know he's from here, but I didn't know you were doing a party for him.
The Red Orchid Theater, and I've been supporting them for about 6 years, and I just love small theater in Chicago, keeping it accessible. And
he is so perfectly weird. It'd be so great for him to see him win.
He's awesome.
He's just a whack job.
And I had dinner with him a little bit ago, and it was 2 hours long, and I walked away and I was like, I don't think I could repeat. I don't know what I just I didn't learn. I mean, I love him. I love him more, but I don't know what I learned. Like, I love him more, but I couldn't even say one.
He's the kind of guy. If you found out he was running a secret agency of super spies, you wouldn't be any more surprised than if you found out he was an international criminal. Either one would work for him.
You know, but people think so. There used to be this thing like he'd walk down the street and people were like, hey, Michael Shannon's kind of weird. He's kind of talking to himself. But as I started acting more and doing parts and stuff like that, I started hearing the rumors like, hey, my friend was walking by you the other day and you were talking to yourself. Are you okay? He's just like doing lines and doing
rehearsals.
Lines. Yeah, it's rehearsals.
It's all rehearsals.
So if you ever see me walking down the street talking to myself,
it's rehearsals.
As far as you know. More with Billy Deck in just a second, because I do want to ask you about acting because you're doing a bunch of it and I think you have more stuff coming up. So I'll ask you about that. And also quickly want to ask you about politics because you did work for President Obama. Trump may be going, hey, Billy, can you stick around for a while?
Technically, I still do work for the White House.
That's not his fault. It's 9:53. We're back with more in a moment on 720 WGN. Billy Deck's here. For all things Billy Deck, where do we go? Follow you on social where?
All things, just my name, at Billy Deck. Last name spelled D-E-C. So it's same on Facebook.
All right, and we're not going to have time to do this justice, so we're going to fly through this. Acting, what are you doing?
Started Elston Films just to bring high quality films here. It's called Bury the Lead. It's off the blacklist, which is all the professionals in Hollywood vote on the best scripts of the year. So let's say I think like four of the last five Oscar winners for Best Picture were blacklist scripts. And so I'm bringing this to Chicago. I made it a New York story into a Chicago story.
Nice.
And so
for people that want to pitch a script, stop you anywhere in the street.
Yeah,
and
people
just
who want to throw money at me to help me make this low budget independent for sure.
Right.
And then Anthony Hemingway just won a Globe and Emmy for the American Crime Story, which he cast me in, and cast me in Empire. So I made him the director, and he said yes. And so that's awesome.
Oh, that's very cool.
So that's
and how's your bud Schwimmer?
He's here. He's right down the street from you, putting up a new play that opens in, I think, 3 weeks at Looking Glass Theater. And he's been helping me produce and teach me in how the biz. And we were just at Rocket last night eating the crunchy ass fried chicken.
I just wish you were having more fun in life. All right. Now, we're just going to do this quickly. President Obama hires you to fight bullying.
3 years ago, as his advisor to all things Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders, and the White House Bullying Prevention Task Force, working with the Department of Justice, Health and Human Services, and Education.
And thank you for that service. That technically overlaps into this Trump White House. What does that mean for you?
It does not.
It doesn't.
Everyone resigns the day that the president leaves as they sign up. But I was asked in September to stay on for a year as part of a transition crew.
Because of the chicken?
And no, because of the no. Quite honestly, because it makes sense to have people actually carry forward all the work and the data and tools, like the White House Bullying Prevention Task Force. I have all the good facts and figures and tools and systems that we actually go into schools and give, not just kids and parents, but like the teachers, the lawmakers, the police, the community.
So you're going to stick with it for at least a while.
I have not. Yes, I've
stayed with it. Don't be a politician. You're going to stick with it for at least a while.
I am getting pressured to do different things, but I'm going to stick with it because
I think it's good.
It is important to carry this goodness forward.
And thanks for reading that off the teleprompter.
there is no teleprompter. No, it's written on my hand.
Billy, thank you, man. It's great seeing you. And the crunchy chicken made you very happy. Oh.